Chapter 16. The Militarization of Police. Politicians refuse to use police or military forces to fortify and protect U.S. borders, but within the country's borders, it seems that anything goes. Police forces are being armed with surplus war materials to tyrannize the civilian population, and even some school districts are accumulating military equipment for campus police. There was a time in America when only criminals were fearful of the police, but that helpful public servant, that man in blue sworn to serve and protect, has today been replaced by a black-clad, body-armored, and heavily armed enforcement officer who generally views ordinary public citizens as perps. Increasingly, many young police officers and even entire law enforcement departments are arming and training as if they expect to be going to war with the American people. This phenomenon has been encouraged at the federal level. Much of the militarization stems from the Defense Logistics Agency, DLA, the Pentagon's largest organization for the logistical support of U.S. military services, as well as civilian law enforcement. The DLA is headquartered in Fort Belvoir, Virginia, and employs 27,000 people. The DLA, under the 1033 program begun in 1990, is charged with disposing of $28 billion worth of military equipment per year. Its Law Enforcement Support Office estimates that about 8,000 state and local police agencies have received billions in hardware since 1997. Much of this hardware became surplus as both the missions and materials of the military changed through the years. The pace of militarization increased significantly after the 9/11 attacks. Frank Scafidi, Director of Public Affairs for the National Insurance Crime Bureau, says, "The government has done a pretty good job since 9/11 of beating into our heads all of the nasty things that could befall us at any moment from a terrorist threat. Cops like nothing more than grabbing onto some cool, new, to them at least, piece of hardware, especially when it was obtained at no cost. But then what? If the gear is in the inventory and an occasion to use it develops, you can bet that it will be used. And why not?" According to Pentagon data, during the Obama years, the military combat equipment received by police departments includes 432 MRAPs, mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicles, 435 other armored vehicles, 44,900 night vision goggles, sights and lights, 533 planes and helicopters, and 93,763 machine guns.